All right, we're only about 35 days away from the start of the Olympic Games, and George, we've been looking for a spot to discuss the United States' chances in women's beach volleyball. So why don't we
and
do that?
And rowing, too.
Why don't we do that now? Yeah, that's a good idea. We can probably fit both of them in here. You know, the beach volleyball team. Wait, now, what's going on?
Yeah.
What is this? This is
Miller, Miller.
Oh, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here in the building.
Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man here in the building.
Yes.
Been a while.
Clarence, we're on the air right now.
Yeah, well, I'll just visit with you for a little bit, and then while you guys are off the air here. And I just want to say, I was down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once-over with the monkey wrench.
Ah, yes.
And plumb bobbing and snapping a chalk line for some drywall work as I'm trying to, you know, score that gypsum board right down there and just score it and snap it in two.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to come by and say goodbye to you guys in person.
Goodbye?
Yeah, I'm retiring after 46 years as a tickets maintenance man. And
we've only been around for 19 years.
I'm hanging up my tool belt in my impossibly robust key ring.
No. Why?
Well, apparently I've been made redundant, as the British would say. I lost my job, budget cuts and whatnot.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, I guess the old ticket ain't billing like it used to, huh?
Well, I don't know about that.
And I tried the last second to get moved into a different department. I wanted to get a job in ticket engineering, which is a job from which you can never be fired. Not even for gross incompetence that inconveniences an entire metropolitan area from their daily giggles and disrupts revenue in a $1 billion company.
Yeah, but you couldn't get a gig in engineering either, huh?
Yeah, I couldn't get a gig over there.
I think you'd be good at that.
Yeah, anyway, so I wanted to come by and say goodbye to you guys and
kind
of give you a hug.
Big
go. There you go.
Awful to see you going.
Clarence, I love Clarence.
We
don't need to do that.
Anyway, I heard you guys talking about old football and baseball and house fires and
whatnot.
Anyway, I want to tell you a story, and if you want to use it on the air later on, you can.
On the air now.
Yeah. It's about a house fire. I was involved in one. Pretty serious one. I know you're probably wondering how I got all that scarring on the left side of my body and on the left side of my face.
Yeah.
That was from a bear attack, but I want to tell you about this house fire.
A bear attack.
Yeah, I was once living in Victoria, England with my girlfriend, Betsy Ross, and we had some roommates. Let's see, Eva Braun, St. Francis was with us. Gentleman Jim Corbett, Simon Cold Peter.
It's making all of this up.
And somebody else is with us.
Local media guy. We got television, radio, or
maybe
press.
It won't
Seems
be a local
like
media
it was
guy.
A local media member. let's see. Oh, was Birdface Channel 4 talking head Steve Eager?
Oh, my gosh.
He's a big P-Y. Leave him alone.
We lived in a mid-century modern split level there in the old section of London.
All of you?
Yeah, and it had old aluminum wiring in it. And we had gone to bed that night after our nightly orgy.
Oh, my gosh.
In which we experienced the apex of bodily pleasure, which often resulted in contracting taints. We were always hitting the clubs, you know, fishing for women to come join us at our nightly get together.
Yeah.
All except for Peter, of course, who was never there for that. He was off being fishers of men. And anyway, we had just gone to sleep when I woke to the smell of smoke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, terrible.
And I think, you know, it's just Eager, you know, he would love to smoke pot. And but it turns out that Betsy Ross had left in her RFPD plugged into the wall.
Uh-oh.
And this is before the technology got so good and it overheated. And so the whole house is on fire. So I'm saying, damn, we got to get out of here, right?
Right.
And so I'm yelling, waking everybody up, and I'm saying, you know, hey, you need to grab the valuables and everything. So I grabbed the Constitution and the bones of the Elephant Man and a couple of Dead Sea Scrolls I had laying around there, and I haul ass out of there.
What a house.
Well, Betsy grabs the, I think she grabbed the Oscar that Brando won for Godfather that the Indian accepted, and the coronation outfit of Napoleon and the Venus of Willendorf. So I think somebody grabbed Stevie Ray's Stratocaster. I can't remember who it was.
That was Eager. You're making all of this up.
And so we get out of there, and Steve Eager's so stoned, he forgot to grab the one thing that we all wanted to keep from our time in the house. He forgot to grab the 2002 Guy's Guide to Camping.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was so pissed. Anyway, we lost just about everything such a thing are grabbed. And nobody house was burning ground, and we all sailed in a new world and founded America.
That's quite a tale,
anyway,
Clarence.
That story I want to tell you. Y'all come on down to the boiler room before I retire. I just fixed some candied pecans and some popover pizza.
Okay. Oh, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Sorry to see you go.
See you, Clarence.
See y'all later.
We'll see you. There's the retiring Clarence, who's threatened retirement about 50 times here in the last 10 years. 847.